Welcome to Target Zero Hunger, a podcast that explores the food challenges and solutions of our time. Brought to you by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. I'm your host, Charlotte Lomas. As world leaders convene in Madrid this week for the UN Climate Summit, COP25, Alex Jones, FAO's Director of the Climate and Environment Division, joins us in the studio to discuss the key issues on the climate agenda. So what negotiations are on the table and what can we expect from this summit?
Well, this is the last big COP before we get to the implementation of the Paris Agreement next year in Glasgow at COP26. So it's kind of the last gasp we have to resolve a lot of outstanding issues. And there are many complex issues that have not yet been resolved. Some of them around what we call loss and damage evaluation. Some of them around technology transfer, which has been the most contentious issue, which has to do with whether southern nations can get the technology that they need to address climate change at either concessional conditions or for free. The biggest issue of all probably is that all countries are expected to search for higher ambition. At the signing of the Paris Agreement, all countries put up initial national determined contributions. They said, by how much are we going to reduce our emissions? And at the time, it was done in a hurry, maybe without sufficient planning. There was quite a lot of political pressure put on countries to do so. Now, I think countries have realized what the implications of these are. They're more cautious and they want to plan better. And it's tough, of course, for everybody to increase their ambition because in the end, these have impacts.
A new UN report warns that the world is on track to produce 120% more fossil fuels than can be burned under the 1.5 degree warming target. Is the agriculture sector showing any signs of progress in reducing emissions?
Well, you're right in that. At the moment, we are on track to not a 1.5, but a 4-degree plus world by the end of the century, which is very scary. At the same time, the agriculture sector, as we know, is about 24% of the problem. So I would say that we're well aware of the issue and there are many technical solutions. We've started working on them. In a few sectors, there are some concrete signs of what we call bending the curve, which is before we actually start going down, we have to level it off. The curve of emissions increases. One very good example is in the dairy sector. We know that livestock is a big part of the problem. It's about 11% of all greenhouse gas emissions. The dairy sector in many countries has come up with a voluntary compact on reducing the emission intensity of everything they produce. So it's not about reducing the number of cattle, but it's about reducing the CO2 in relation to how much milk or butter or everything else. And they've set voluntary targets for reducing that by a certain percentage every year. So there are concrete sectors working on this, and we're seeing some good signs. The most important sign is that this is firmly on the agenda. 3-4 years ago, agriculture was nowhere to be seen on the international climate agenda. Now everyone is well aware that it is at the heart of the issue.
Now, the agriculture sector, in particular the livestock sector, is a major contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, not to mention deforestation to clear land for agriculture. However, we obviously depend on agriculture to continue feeding a growing population. But what does sustainable agriculture mean and what does it look like in practice?
Well, in a very brief definition, we call climate smart agriculture agriculture which helps populations to adapt to climate change while increasing productivity and, where possible, also mitigating climate change. So achieving all three of those together is not easy. As you said, we need to increase our food production by about 50% in the next 80 years to meet demand and dietary changes. So concrete examples, as I mentioned, the one about dairy production, but another very concrete one is in improving soil health to store more carbon in soil. Waste management from livestock, same thing. We want waste to go back into the soil as nutrients. We don't want them volatilizing into the air and the nitrogen going into the atmosphere. So all of these are very, very concrete practices, but we need to have a way to do them that makes economic sense. Farmers are not going to choose solutions that are uneconomic.
And what is FAO doing to assist farmers in mitigating the impacts of climate change, particularly in those areas most vulnerable?
We're doing a lot. Very practically, we help countries to meet their commitments on mitigation by helping them to measure their emissions, which is a key issue, and thereby looking at their reductions and how they can achieve them. So it's a fairly high-level policy and technical support. We provide all kinds of training on things like climate smart agriculture. Also, what we're doing is helping farmers with what we call their knowledge capital, which is their traditional stock of knowledge. Every farmer essentially makes a bet every year on what the weather is going to be like, what their land can produce, what seeds they should use. They put them together and say, okay, this year I'm going to plant maize, or this year I'm going to plant a bit of this and a bit of that. And they make a bet, and it's a very risky business. In the past, knowledge capital was everything they knew about their land, the weather patterns, what their parents had told them. And this is being changed now, because with climate patterns, it means that you can't rely on traditional knowledge. You have to every year find new knowledge and adapt very quickly. So we're helping them with tools on agriculture weather, agrometeorology, we call it, on predictive tools, on having access to a wider range of inputs like seeds, because they may need to say, oops, well, I'm not going to plant maize. I'm going to plant sorghum, or I'm going to plant something which will grow in this season. So it's about helping farmers to become much more aware and not just following traditional patterns. So it's making them capable of adapting on a continuous basis. Farmers will need to adapt continuously until we see the curve bent down.
That was Alex Jones, Director of the Climate and Environment Division at FAO.